This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome Kitty LaBounty. She's a professor at UAS and on the board of the Sitka Conservation Society, and she has with her three students from the Sitka area: Terrell Jones from Mount Edgecombe High School, Chanel Afkan from Mount Edgecombe High School, and Misha Beckeris. And they've all just returned from the Alaska Science and Engineering Fair recently. And let's turn first to Kitty and talk about, what's this all about, Kitty? Why was everybody up in Anchorage at the Alaska Science and Engineering Fair?
Well, everyone was in Anchorage because five of the students that we took with us were enrolled in a class at University of Alaska. It's actually a class that's dual enrollment, so they're enrolled at Mount Edgecombe High School and at University of Alaska in a year-long research methods class where they develop a project and carry it out. And the projects end up being very sophisticated and definitely take the whole year. And additionally, we had two students from Sitka High School that are enrolled in the Sitka Mentor Program, Sitka Science Mentor Program, that also worked on super sophisticated science projects that they worked with a mentor. And so we took all those students after they had done most of the finished work of their project up to share their work.
All right. Well, let's turn to a couple of the students here. Terrell Jones first. Where are you from, Terrell?
I'm from Deering.
Okay, and what year in school are you at Mount Edgecombe High School?
I'm a senior.
All right. Have you been in this class before, or is this your first year?
This is my first year.
All right. And what was the project that you brought up to the fair in Anchorage?
We were studying the differences between fungal microbiota in clear-cut forest samples and in uncut forest samples.
Were there other projects up in Anchorage related to the forestry industry, or were you the only one up there?
There were two other people, but I didn't know who they were.
Mm-hmm. Chanel, what year in school are you?
I'm a senior.
Where are you from?
I'm from Nunavikwa, down in the Yukon Delta.
All right, and what was the project that you brought up to the fair?
My project was on the importance of natural cloning in yellow cedar stands.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit how you presented your project to the people up in Anchorage?
Well, I wrote a lot on the materials and methods and introduction and background research, and I presented it on a poster that I brought from Sitka, from here at UAS, and I basically stood it up on a table and stood in front of it and talked to people.
All right. Did you have a specific time when you had to present your project, or were you there in a like an open forum when people would just come and look and then you would talk to them when they came up?
It was an open forum from 9 a.m. to about 2 p.m., I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Right, and a lot of people participate in that? You get a lot of people show up and take a look at everything?
Yeah, actually, I had a lot of people who were citizens, who were community members, who were judges, that just passed through and asked me about my project. It was a real experience, I'd say. I think that more than anything else, the community members who were interested in yellow cedar were the most intuitive.
Right. Very good. Let's turn over to Misha Beckeris. Misha, you're at Sitka High School, correct?
Yep.
And what year in school are you there?
I'm a sophomore.
And what was your project about?
My project looked at the changes in nutrient fluxes in Indian River during salmon activity.
Wow, that sounds pretty deep. Can you kind of bring it down to my level a little bit? it was about the food they ate or something?
Well, what I looked at was every year we have the yearly salmon migration in Indian River, and there were water samples taken. I believe Scott Harris, and he had an intern maybe?
Summer intern actually helped with that as well. Uh-huh.
And I also took a couple samples in the December 2013, but I have my science mentor, Dr. Bernard, and
PE, mm-hmm. Yep. From Woods Hole.
And we had a total of 41 samples that we collected, and we sent them to him, and he analyzed them for four different nutrient concentrations of nitrate, silicate, ammonia, and phosphorus. And we looked at those the flux of those nutrients and if whether or not they correlated with the peaks of salmon activity in Indian River.
Okay, is there any profound results that came out of your study that you could summarize for us here real quickly?
My results, we found that silicate did not correlate with salmon activity. It just kind of went all over the place. But nitrate, although when live salmon were in the stream, nitrate, the amount of nitrate did not go up. But when salmon carcasses started appearing, that's when all the salmon were decomposing, and that put a lot of nitrate nutrients into the stream.
Right.
And then for ammonium and phosphate, they also correlated with the spike of salmon activity.
So this kind of study, what are there any practical uses or that can be gleaned from this?
Well, an important thing that you could get from this is the fact that since the salmon migration can put a lot of nutrients or a highly dense amount of nutrients into the water, if you're planning on doing something like a, not really in Sitka, but making a well somewhere for water use and drinking, if there's salmon migrating through the stream that you're in and then they die and decompose, for example, the nitrates could get into the well, and a high amount of nitrates is a in drinking water is a very common it leads to blue baby syndrome, which is a very deadly disease and not good.
Nisha, that sounds very interesting. We're in good hands with the three scientists we have in this room here today. Can you tell us a little bit more about where this Alaska Science and Engineering Fair is leading these students to? Is there something here in Sitka that they're going to be participating in?
Well, actually, Scott Harris and I, who's the coordinator for the Science Mentor Project, he and I got together a couple of years ago and decided that we needed to have our own science fair here that was that allowed all students from all the different schools, all the different ages. So we have students from Key, Gushaheen, and actually Baranoff students could come as well through both high schools and come and share whatever projects they did for maybe their science fair project for sixth grade, for instance, or classroom science projects, or homeschool students could share their science projects. Basically, to have a forum to kind of celebrate science, which in general hasn't been something that's been celebrated necessarily at the student level in town. So it's one of the reasons why we developed the Science Mentor Project, just to kind of get people interested in science and know a little bit more about what it was like to actually conduct scientific research and then analyze it and talk about it.
Right. And when can Sitkins see this, what's going on in the science world in our high schools?
They can come over to UAS on April 28th. I think we haven't quite set the time yet, but it'll be in the evening after work. I think last year we started it at 6. So April 28th is definitely the day, Monday.
Okay, tell me a little bit more about this mentoring program that you developed and what goes on there.
Okay, so the mentoring program, it's actually a really nice program. It allows students to go a little bit further in their science pursuits. They have great classes at both of the high schools that are good baseline science classes. They have biology, chemistry, physics, and all that. But what the science mentoring program does in the class at UAS, the research methods one that I teach, is it lets kids go further with it. So the science mentoring program that's mostly run for Sitka High School students is going to start up again next September, and we're actually taking applications now for students for the next year. This is the third year of the program, and I think it's done super well. We partnered with Sitka Science Sound Center scientists and residents fellows that's who Misha's mentor was. We've also partnered with Fish and Game and Forest Service and with UAS professors.
All right. Well, that's great. We'll look forward to the science fair here in Sitka. I'd like to thank Kitty Labonte for bringing in Terrell Jones, Chanel Afghan, and Misha Beckerist. This has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.